Live from Atlanta, Georgia, it's showtime, folks. Welcome in, Chase and Big Joe, 102.5, 106.3, the game on this Thursday. You heard that right. We are right outside the third base gate at beautiful Truist Park in, I guess, Marietta, Georgia, is to be precise, but in the Atlanta area. He is Big Joe Dubin. I'm Chase McCabe. Dr. Crane, Nick Frazier, is all the way back in Nashville on the ones and twos behind the glass. And, gentlemen, we are excited for a little May in the A and to be here today.
Yeah, man. I'm hooked. I'll tell you right now, you know, I've banged on baseball for quite a while. Chase McCabe got me hooked last night. I mean, this stadium, this everything here, the excitement, I mean, it was fun last night. So I'm hooked. You got me. You won.
Yeah,
you won.
Now,
baseball, you brought me back.
Unfortunately for me and all Braves fans everywhere, the bullpen gave it up, and they ended up losing 5-4 to the Washington Nationals. But hopefully they can rebound today, get back to 500, and head to Boston for their next series. But we're here, and thanks to the Atlanta Braves for having us here, as we're going to be talking about some of the promotions they have going on. And then after our show, we'll let Dr. Crane and Connor Newt take over for an hour before DVD, and then we're going to go watch a little baseball before we head back to Nashville.
Is that Jelly Roll?
No.
Okay.
No, that is not.
That
but
looks
a
like
good
it.
Call. So that was fun. Obviously, there is a lot to get into when it comes to the Titans schedule. So,
yes.
Without further ado, let's go through the schedule. Dr. Crane, if you please. So the preseason schedule, they will play three games, two of those being on the road at Tampa Bay and right here in Atlanta, Georgia, as well. Those dates to be determined. And then Friday, October 22nd, they wrap up the preseason at home against Minnesota on CBS.
So we're thinking that Vikings game, not Vikings, Falcons joint practice.
Probably. That makes sense.
Good
down
stuff.
Here. Either yeah. Tampa. Yeah, they usually don't do the first one. It's usually the second
yeah.
one. So I would say Atlanta. So that's an easy trip to come down for. And then the regular season gets underway Sunday, September 7th, on the road. A 3:05 kick at the Denver Broncos, televised on Fox. We kind of knew this one yesterday, Joe, but I don't mind opening up on the road, especially with a young quarterback. You take some of the pressure. I mean, the pressure is going to be there no matter what, but you take some of it away by just going out, doing your thing, playing football.
I hate it. I hate them starting on the road like that. I want the rookie quarterback to be at home. But that's, you know, neither here nor there.
Well, they have to wait a week. September 14th, a Sunday, the home opener, and what possibly could be the home debut for quarterback Cameron Ward. He will take on the Los Angeles Rams, a noon kick on CBS.
I like it, you know, good. Got it home. Rams aren't the greatest team. So it'll be good for the Titans on that one.
Back-to-back home game, September 21st, the first divisional game when the Indianapolis Colts come to Nissan Stadium, a noon kick on CBS. I'm okay with that, and I think if you're going to kick off the division schedule based on how things are as we sit, I would rather it be Indianapolis.
Absolute must-win game.
Yes.
Home game early on at a division, take them down. And then if you start 2-1 after those first three, I'm good, man.
Oh, yeah, you got to feel
good.
Here's where things get interesting. September 28th, they head to Houston for their first road division game against the Texans, a noon kick on CBS. They're on the road three straight weeks, including having to go to the West Coast. On October 5th, they head to Arizona. They'll take on the Cardinals. Which will be a 3:05 Central Time kick on CBS. And then the following week, they are in Las Vegas, their first trip to Las Vegas to take on the Raiders, a 3:05 kick on Fox. I would imagine they'll stay in Phoenix for the week, practice out there, and then go to Vegas.
That's what they did. It's what they did in 2017, except they played Arizona, then to the 49ers. I've never – it's funny, the history between the Titans and the Cardinals is almost nil.
Yeah.
I know in 09, Kenny Britt had the touchdown the last second, the back of the end zone. But I can't –
didn't Vince lead a big comeback against them?
That 99-yard drive.
Yeah,
that was a 99-yard drive down the field and got it done. But back-to-backs, and then, you know, this team has shown franchise about history. They're not going to lose both games.
No.
Although they did in 17, it was terrible out there with – they lost to the Niners. But I just think you got to play it, get it over with, done with. If you go to those two games at 2-1, I think you got a lot of confidence, or it'd be 2-2 because you got to play Houston. It's a lot of confidence. I think you split those.
I have a feeling a lot of people from Nashville will be heading to Las Vegas for that trip, and this isn't a prediction. This is a spoiler. So will the Chase and Big Joe Show.
Oh, get it!
October 19th, they return to Nissan Stadium. Somebody else returns to Nissan Stadium for the first time. A noon kick on CBS against Mike Vrabel and the New England Patriots.
Probably not. We all wanted the game. When was it going to happen? There we have it.
Notice I haven't said a primetime game yet. There's a theme there.
When's the bye week?
We're getting there.
Okay, all right.
October 26th at Indianapolis. 3:25 kick. So that could be the national window, CBS.
Really?
It could be. Somebody could lose their job.
Look, I'm okay right now for what it is because Patriots aren't that good. You beat the Colts. They're going to probably go into a sinkhole. So yeah. I'm okay now.
November 2nd, at home, the Chargers come to Nashville. It's been a while since the Chargers have been in Nashville, I think. A noon kick on CBS. Then, week 10, you get to the bye. I think for a young team, a young rebuilding team with a young quarterback, that's a good spot for the off week.
I think it's a great spot. If you could hit – this sounds so terrible. If you could hit that bye at 4-5 or maybe 5-4,
yeah,
you're good. But I don't know this – the defense still is a problem.
One thing I would be a little ticked off about if I'm the Titans, not in – spoiler, they don't have a primetime game. But – it's not the fact that they don't have a primetime game, but so many teams love having that Thursday mini bye. You get the mini bye. They don't even have that. So week 10 is when they have the bye week. Then, and if you keep up with us with the bye in the middle, they have four straight home games starting with the Chargers. On November 16th, Houston comes to town for their home meeting. Then Seattle on November 23rd. Jacksonville on November 30th, the first meeting with Jacksonville. So they don't see the Jags until end of November.
Thanksgiving weekend. I like that. Okay.
December 7th, they are at the Browns.
Ugh.
A noon kick. So I know Brett Kern would have hated that, having a kick in Cleveland in December.
Punters.
December 14th, they head back out west to San Francisco, 3:25 kick on Fox. Then they come home Christmas week, December 21st, Kansas City Chiefs. Come to town. Flex
right.
Candidate. Yeah, I'm kidding. And then the final the final home game of the year, December 28th, Nolens comes to Nissan Stadium. The Saints, a noon kick on CBS. And then week 18, TBD at Jacksonville. So that could be a Saturday, could be a Sunday, depending on.
Could be just not played at all.
Yeah, they may just say, we're going to do everybody a favor and just cancel it.
Dude, that game versus New Orleans after Christmas, you got the Christmas hangover. What'd we say that game would be like, two hobos fighting over bologna sandwich?
Well, I got a question. Remember how it was it in the 80s or the 90s where the Saints fans all wore bags? The Aints.
Yep.
Can both teams do that? Because that might be happening.
That might be the battle for number one right there.
No, it could be. We'll never get
into all this because much anticipated. But, you know, I think, like I said, the bye at 4-5 is really good. But I'm looking. You can say I'm crazy. That Colts game is monumental the third week.
Yeah.
If you could knock the Rams off, the Rams aren't that good. And you got the home crowd behind you. And depending on how you play at Denver, and if you take the Colts down, if you're sitting at 2-1, man, you're looking good right there.
Yeah. Yeah. And, look, I don't want to do this on May 15th where we go through the schedule and go, okay, that's a win. Okay, that's a loss. Okay, that, you know. But, I mean, the schedule isn't insurmountable.
Right.
By any means. Like, I don't think that. But, I don't know. I think it lays out fairly. If you're looking for any type of analysis like that, I think it lays out pretty fair.
I mean,
you got – let's see, what playoff teams – did Denver make the – Denver made the playoffs.
Buffalo beat them.
Denver's a playoff team. Rams are a playoff team. Indy, no. Houston, yes. Arizona, no. Vegas, no. New England, no. Chargers, yes.
Yep.
They made a – Seattle, yes.
Did they?
No.
I don't think they did.
Jacksonville, no. Cleveland, no. San Francisco, no. Kansas City, yes. New Orleans,
Well,
so I mean, it's pretty even kill.
Yeah, so you're slotted every 3 years versus the AFC West. So that's why you have them this year. Every 4 years, you're slotted against the NFC West.
Which, it's kind of, I think it's rare that you get the AFC West and the NFC West at the same time, which is what happened.
Yeah, so there's no, you're not looking at the Ravens, the Eagles, the Bills, the Lions, the Cowboys. I mean, you're, because you got the last, you're the worst team in the in football. So you get that schedule, which is really easy for you right there, but bottom line, go out and win. But I just think you're right. It's not insurmountable. It's doable, and we'll see how they do, and it all begins with that first game.
So according to a texter, and you can call or text 615-737-1025, it looks like the Titans, Saints, and Browns are the only teams without primetime games. They changed the rule, which I'm okay with.
Yeah.
I'm okay.
But if I'm Amazon and I own Thursday night, do I want you?
Probably not.
I don't want you. I mean, you're Chase McKay.
But I think the reason that they've done this is they can flex pretty much anything now.
Correct.
So let's say, okay. So for,
but can you flex a Thursday game? I don't know if you
can. Dr. Crane, will you look that up? I think they changed that rule where you can, but you got to be told like a month in advance.
Because that's a lot of facilities change that you got to get done.
That's a lot of – well, and, I mean, it completely – changes your schedule. But I'll play devil's advocate for a second when we come back. When it comes to this, we want your reaction. What do you think about the Titans schedule? 615-737-1025. You can weigh in on that. Again, we are live just outside Truist Park. We are literally by the third base gate as they get ready to close out their series against the Washington Nationals today. It is May in the A. They have some amazing matchups here, including this one, and then they're about to head to Boston to take on the Red Sox. The Red Sox, I think, will be in town at the end of the month, too. So you definitely need to come down. They have some amazing deals going on with this, too. $10 general admission tickets, $30 home run porch tickets, just to name a few. So we're excited to be here for May in the A and the Braves taking on the Nationals. We'll have more schedule reaction coming up here on Chasing Big Joe, 102.5, 106.3 The Game. Big Joe, 102.5, 106.3 The Game here on this Thursday. We're live at Truist Park. The Braves and the Nationals about to meet here in a couple of hours to close out their series. Our show, of course, presented by the Omni Nashville Hotel. We stayed at the Omni downtown Atlanta last night. It was beautiful.
It was great, absolutely time. Beautiful.
Very comfortable.
Oh, my gosh.
That was good. And we had separate rooms, so you didn't have to hear me snore.
Thank
God. I know you're very happy about that.
Although I was proud of you. 20 minutes into our drive, you were zonked. But you came out
of it. I wasn't really – I was for like 2 seconds, but I was coherent. But, yeah, when we were – especially when we started going up Mont Eagle, I was starting to fade. But
you were,
I was in it.
It's right there.
But, you know, it's what I do. We've talked about this.
Yes, it is.
Dr. Crane has the explanation on flexible scheduling with the National Football League. We go to our correspondent, Dr. Crane.
Thank you, gentlemen. Yes, the NFL can flex Thursday night football games if they're originally scheduled for Sunday. This rule only applies for games that are in weeks 13 through 17, which means originally scheduled games, like I said earlier, that are scheduled for Sunday afternoons can be moved to Thursday night during those weeks.
And I believe the flex scheduling for Sunday and Monday starts with week 5. Is that right?
I will double confirm.
Okay, don't worry. Don't worry.
Double
confirm. I think that's right. So basically, like, it has a star next to starting with Arizona, subject to change. So those could be where they flex. So let's just say by the time October 19th rolls around, which is New England here, let's just say that, and I'd have to look at what the Week 7 matchup is on Sunday and Monday night. But what if both teams are, you know, what if the Titans at that point are, you know, let's see, that's six game, 4-2.
Look, man, your passion is compelling for this football team. It's not happening. Not unless, example, 1999, the St. Louis Rams started out 6-0, right?
Yeah.
Cover Sports Illustrated, so people are like, oh, my God, high-flying. I mean, it took over. That's the last time I remember a know-nothing team hitting the national spotlight that quickly.
The game that week on week 7 on Sunday Night Football is Falcons at 49ers.
They ain't flexing that, brother.
On Monday Night Football.
You try. God bless you.
It's a doubleheader. and it is the Bucks at the Lions, Texans at the Seahawks.
Yeah. They're not. I just, it's not. I mean, if unless both teams are
get
6-0.
Get Roger Goodell on the phone right now.
I don't think you've ever won anything more in your life than the Preds to win a Stanley Cup and for the Titans to have a primetime game.
I don't want it, but it's good conversation.
It is. It's better conversation that they don't have it because they don't deserve it. If you think they deserve a game, please call us. I want to know why you think they deserve a primetime game.
So they can't start – okay, Monday Night Football, thank you, Texter. They can't start flexing that until Week 12. So Week 12 through Week 17.
If the Titans are 11-1 at that point.
All right, so Week 12 is Seattle. The Kansas City game, here's why I say it could.
Okay.
If Kansas City is playing for something.
Sure. But at that point, is Kansas City exhausted all their
– I don't know. They've exhausted America probably with all their
they have
all their winning.
But is that now, Dr. Crane? I know you're busy. You are our ombudsman on the show. Is the 6 max prime time still in effect? But does it allow an exception if your game is flexed during the latter part of the season?
That's a great question. All right, so here's what we got for the Chiefs, Week 1. They are at the Chargers in Brazil, so they are in the Brazil game, which is on YouTube, so I guess that counts.
It's prime time.
Week 2, Eagles at home, that's on Fox. Week 3, at the Giants, that's Sunday Night Football.
There's two.
Week 4, Ravens at home. Week 5, at Jacksonville on Monday Night Football.
Three.
Week 6, Detroit at home on Sunday Night Football.
Four.
Week 7, Vegas at home. Week 8, Washington at home on Monday Night Football.
Five.
Week 9, at Bills on CBS. They have the same bye week as the Titans. Week 11, at Denver on CBS. Week 12, Colts at home, CBS. Week 13, at the Cowboys on Thanksgiving on CBS. Week 14, Houston on Sunday Night Football.
Seven.
Week 15, Chargers, CBS. Week 16, at the Titans on CBS. Week 17, Thursday Night Football on Prime. And then Week 18 at the Raiders, which is TBD.
Eight. They've got 8 primetime games. Yeah. So I guess the 6 max doesn't apply anymore.
Well, it might. But I wonder if Thanksgiving and the Brazil game count.
So let me add a little context to this, gentlemen. The thing is about the late afternoon games on Sundays around the 4:25, 3:25 slot. Normally the Chiefs play in that time frame. To Joe's point about the 6 primetime games, it doesn't say anything. It says that the rule still does apply, but then it says it makes the exception for the Chiefs and the Cowboys. So I'm not sure how that all plays out. I guess there's a handful of teams that don't abide by this rule. I don't really know.
Well, here's the deal. It's a stupid rule for the networks because if I'm any of the NFL partners, who do I want on my channel?
Yeah.
The Cowboys sell, whether they're good or not, like they sell.
Yep.
And right now, so do the Chiefs. It was just like the Patriots back in the day. So, you know, I think there's some of these guidelines that are kind of there, but are they really hard, fast rules? I would say probably not.
Well, I don't look. Used to be 6 before, and every team is guaranteed 1 spot. But now it's about putting as many good teams and people that are going to watch on the tube. And I get it. Nobody wants to watch the Titans outside of Nashville.
No,
nobody does.
No, and look, I'm not Carolina. Mad. I'm not mad that they don't have a primetime game. I get it. Like they're not a good team. You know, hopefully they can become a good team, but I understand. Like, so I'm not here up in arms that they didn't get a primetime game.
Do you work for the Titans?
9-3, I don't. 9306 Texans. I applied for the play-by-play job and never heard back. But 9306 Texans versus the Seahawks is the ESPN Plus exclusive, so that isn't changing.
Okay, well, I mean, that's – but you're right. I mean, if I'm a marketing standpoint in the NFL and you come to me, hey, who's going to be on there?
You know how the Titans are going to get a primetime game? Timu's going to start a TV channel.
That's terrible.
They'll be like, Thursday Night Football on Timu. Exactly.
Oh, that's awful.
They'll have us doing the play-by-play. No, that picture that you always posted that's me and Ricky, yeah. It'll be them doing the play-by-play.
You'll put it out there. No, that's fine. I mean, probably, look, earn your way back there. Earn your way back. Look, the Chiefs, were they not at one season, at one point before Andy Reid got 3-13? I mean, they, look, you things
they had
can
the number
change
one,
around.
They had the number one pick in 2013.
That's right, yeah. So get it done. I just, you know, focused on now this Titans schedule, what they do. And look, I wanted the home game for the Titans. Now, like, you got to play at Denver, and it's going to be tough. It's going to be loud. You're going to be on the road and all that. But come back for those next two. The Rams and Colts games are very winnable. And if I recall, Chaser, didn't the Titans kick Houston's ass last year down there?
Yeah.
Yeah, pretty good. Yeah. So you come back with those two games are must wins if you want to have a successful 2025 season.
All right, real quick, I'm going to run through the Sunday night football schedule. You tell me what you think.
Okay.
I'm just giving it quick. Yeah. All right, the Thursday kickoff, Cowboys at Eagles. I think that's compelling.
Love it.
The first Sunday night game, Ravens at Bills.
Love it.
Week two, Falcons at Vikings.
I'll pass.
I am not really excited about that. Chiefs at Giants.
Love it.
Packers at Cowboys.
Love it.
Patriots at Bills.
Yeah, I want to see Vrabel get his ass kicked.
Lions at Chiefs.
Sure.
I like it. Falcons at 49ers.
No.
I'm kind of meh on that one. Packers at Steelers.
Yes.
Think about that one for a second.
Yes.
Who might be the quarterback for the Steelers?
Oh, yeah, right. Aaron Rodgers.
That,
yeah. Right.
So that could be interesting. Seahawks at the Commanders.
No.
Steelers at Chargers.
No.
Lions at Eagles.
Yes.
Bucks at Rams.
No.
I think that's interesting. Bengals at Ravens.
Yes.
Broncos at Commanders.
Nope.
Texans at Chiefs.
Yeah, Mahomes again, yeah.
Vikings at Cowboys.
Nope.
Bengals at Dolphins.
Yeah, I secretly like the Dolphins. I wouldn't mind watching that.
And then the what's the last one scheduled? They'll have another one. The Bears at the 49ers.
No, don't care about that. Yeah. No, give me all Joe Burrow. I really think 2025 could be a magical year for the Bengals. I really do.
I don't think you're crazy on that.
Were they not probably the second or third best football team at the end of last year, and they bringing back some guys?
Yeah.
Offensive-wise.
Monday night, week one, Vikings at Da Bears.
Can I pause you right there? I asked this yesterday, and I didn't get an answer from you. What's the love of the Vikings?
They had a good year last year.
We got beat in the first round of the playoffs.
I know, but they had a good year last year. So, so I guess they think J.J. McCarthy's this phenom,
all right,
which I don't. All right, Vikings at Bears. Bucks at Texans.
No.
Chargers at Raiders.
Yeah, I like seeing games in Vegas, yeah.
Lions at Ravens.
Absolutely.
Jets at Dolphins.
Yep.
Bengals Broncos.
Yep.
Chiefs Jags.
Yes.
Bills Falcons.
Yeah. That I like watching intriguing. Josh Allen. He's good on primetime games.
Bears Commanders.
No.
Bucks Lions.
That
could be good. Texans Seahawks.
No.
Commanders Chiefs.
Yes.
Cardinals Cowboys.
No.
Eagles Packers.
No.
I think that'll be a good game. Cowboys Raiders.
Yes.
Panthers, 49ers.
No.
Giants, Patriots.
Yeah, watch Vrabel get his ass kicked.
Eagles, Chargers.
Eagles, Chargers, no.
Dolphins, Steelers.
Yes.
49ers, Colts.
That's a Monday night game?
Yeah.
God, did they lose a bet, Monday night football crew?
Yes.
No.
Rams at the Falcons.
That's the last. Interesting, because the Falcons could be decent this year. I'll watch that.
Yeah.
Plus, we're in Atlanta today.
Yeah, we are. So there you go. We'll continue to break down the schedule. Your thoughts, 615-737-1025. Again, we're at Truist Park in Atlanta. Dr. Crane is at the Busy Bee Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning, Game Nashville Studios, home of the $99 yearly Beehive membership, where the buzz is always about great service. Chase and Big Joe, 1025-1063, the game on a lovely day outside the third base gate at Truist Park. May in the A. As the Bravos get ready to take on the Washington Nationals. Very excited. They gave away some Marcell Ozuna bobbleheads last night, and we missed that. I was kind of sad about that. On May 25th, kids visor gate giveaway for the first 3,000 kids through the gates. It's also Kids Club Day. Free tote bags, free popsicles, a pregame parade around the field, and a kids-only Q&A with a Braves player. That should be fun.
Yeah.
That would be very, very, very good.
I'll try to get you a bobblehead today if I can.
Shout out to a couple people. Charles came by, listens to Preds coverage from down here.
Right.
And we had another gentleman come by that has won tickets from us. So we've had a few people that are like, hey, yep. I know you guys, Nashville. So
not bad.
It's pretty good.
Yeah.
So we need them to stay 50 feet away, but, you know. No,
I told him. Maybe Jelly Roll will come back by, too.
Yeah, maybe he will. He will. So it's been fun seeing everybody down here. So continuing to talk schedule. By the way, we have the poll results and a record participation in this.
Wow.
In this poll. But our question of the day yesterday, if you had to choose which game to go to this season, which one would it be? Mike Vrabel's return game or Mahomes and the Chiefs? 63.6% of our whopping turnout said Mike Vrabel's return game.
Whoa, goodness.
So there you
that's
go.
The, all right. The
probably not.
Don't do dumb bleep to hurt the team.
Yeah. Do you have a
thank you, Mike.
At any time, can you drop the Joe Rexroad thing? Is any I don't care what we're doing.
Oh, the hands.
That is gold anytime. I'd never at that moment heard an interaction between a head coach of a franchise and a guy just trying to ask a question.
Can I tell you that if I had had the money, like if I was just rich, I would have put Kuharski, Rexroad, Jared, and myself on a plane to go to Mike Vrabel's introductory press conference.
Front row.
Put them front row for just to see the look on his face for him to walk in, see them and go, ah.
And not ask a question. Just sit there.
Oh, just – yeah, right. Like, they just sit there the whole time.
It reminds me of that scene in A Few Good Men where Tom Cruise brings the two airmen in.
Yeah.
And they just sit in the courtroom the whole time. And it's, what were they going to testify to? That they knew absolutely nothing.
They were just there.
Yeah, just there, right?
615-737-1025. Eric wants to weigh in on the Titans schedule. Hello, Eric.
Hey, guys. First of all, wish me luck. I've got a job interview tomorrow at 1 o'clock at the Publix on 8th Avenue South. So if I get the job, guys, I don't know how much more I'll be calling in or whatever.
Put our name down as references.
You got this, Eric. We're pulling for you.
All right. I appreciate it, guys. Guys, as far as the tight schedule, guys, I'm kind of not surprised it didn't get any primetime games. But interesting, if Vrabel would have been still the coach, they might have got the couple because the Patriots, even though they had just a bad record, the Titans got a couple. So it's just interesting. But, Joe, you were kind of poo-pooing the Commanders-Washington and Bears game. I'm surprised you poo-pooed. Remember what happened last year? That was the game that the Bears had it won, and Jaden Daniels threw the Hail Mary, and they won. And if you remember, that got Washington rolling, and they got to the NFC Championship game, and the Bears collapsed after that game. So that, I think that's a pretty good matchup, Caleb Williams against Jaden Daniels, and you said no. I was
stunned. Well, just what part of the season was that? Like week 14? Was it later in the season?
No. It was midway through the season.
Okay.
I think they were like both 4-2 or something like that, or whatever it was. But that, if you remember, that got Washington going, and the Bears
completely fell
apart after that game.
I'm here for the Jaden Daniels fall, and not because I want him to.
Yeah,
because
yeah.
Every team is going to – C.J. Stroud, they figure you out after the first year. Then you got to adapt yourself and go years 3, 4, 5, and 6. So that's just not one that I'm going to be like, nah, let's see. I mean, maybe I'm wrong.
And a couple other things I didn't know if you noticed about the schedule. First of all, week one, Pittsburgh plays at the Jets. So that's – you can't tell me with Pittsburgh at the Jets and Green Bay at Pittsburgh.
All right.
Rodgers. And I am surprised that the Cowboys got as much prime time, even though I grew up a Cowboys fan. 4 Thursday night games, that's the first time in NFL history. So, and they've got like 3 like short week games or short rest games in the last 6 weeks of the season. They've got one of the toughest schedules in the NFL.
Right.
2 Monday night games and 3 Sunday night games. I got a feeling some of those games are getting flexed out.
Right.
I know Eagles fans are not happy with the fact that they have 0 back-to-back home games. In fact, them and Detroit play 11 playoff games.
Wow. Well, hey, real quick.
Yeah.
So your interview tomorrow is at 1?
Yeah.
I want you to show up at 11 and start working there. Then at 1 o'clock, say, hey, sorry I'm late. I hadn't finished my job I was doing. So you're already in their mind that you're working there to say, I know I got to sign a few things. You sign a few things, you get the job. Bingo.
Well, the thing that also helps me is I live close within walking distance of the store, so I told them that. So, and I told them I could be there as early as 6 o'clock in the morning, so I'm trying to stay where it's a daytime job. Don't have to work Sunday, so I can still go to the Titans game and go to my church on Sunday. So
good job.
Get off and let you get some other guy on there. Y'all take care. We'll talk to you again soon.
All right, Terry. By the way, he clearly hadn't been around you enough. You poo-poo a lot, so.
Dr. Crank, can you cut his mic, if you don't mind?
I don't have that power.
Can you cut all of our mics?
So wait, sure. So the Cowboys play on Thanksgiving and Christmas? I didn't realize
that. You already know why.
I know why, but.
Everybody's going to watch. If you came to me and said, we got Carolina and the Saints, I'd be like, I'm not watching that.
Well,
it's the way it happens.
Mom, if you're listening, on Thanksgiving, let's get everything done before 3:30 on Christmas. Everything will be afternoon.
So. Is that Cowboys Chiefs, right?
The Cowboys Chiefs on Thanksgiving. Christmas is Cowboys Commanders at noon.
What's the Thanksgiving Netflix game night after the Cowboys Chiefs?
It's a great question.
But you're right. I mean, that everybody. I'm
just
telling
a
you.
Moment. It is Bengals Ravens.
That's not bad. That's
I don't
not
hate
bad.
That. I don't hate that at all.
I'm telling you, man. Watch a little Joe Burrow.
So you got Lions. Vikings?
Is that right?
I don't have it pulled up. And then Cowboys, Chiefs, and then Bengals, Ravens. It's a good little.
But we said it the other day. I mean, the ratings for that Cowboys, Chiefs game, I mean, that's going to be number one. Everybody's going to watch that.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I mean, 100%.
Yep.
So, I mean, look, as I look at the kind of the national schedule and how it all shakes out, I don't hate it. And then, like, Christmas, they're going to have three games on Christmas, two on Netflix, one on Prime. Christmas night, Broncos, Chiefs.
Okay. Yeah, it's not bad.
That'll be good. So the Chiefs are playing Thanksgiving and Christmas, too. You're putting what's going to get the eyes on the television.
That's it.
Especially
not
with all
about
this
us anymore.
With those streaming platforms.
Look, if you want to watch the Titans games, you can. I mean, why do we care so much that they're not in the national landscape? Why do we care? They didn't get – even when Eddie and Steve were there playing, they still didn't get – that was always the talk. You know, when they beat the Rams in 99 and everybody went crazy and Javon was doing that, they still didn't get the love that they deserved at that time. That was a damn good football team in 99 and nobody cared on the national landscape. And I get it because you're coming off name change. The Oilers hadn't done anything in quite a while. I understand that. So you have to earn your way back into that spot of primetime games. But you can't deal – I tell you all the time, let's don't suffer imagined troubles, right? So you can't worry about that. You can't worry that that's not going to happen this year. Go ahead and play your games. Beat Denver game one. Move on from there.
So let's see. The Lions and Vikings is Christmas on Netflix. That's at – yeah.
Okay.
So Lions at the – Cowboys at Commanders, Lions at Vikings – Broncos at Chiefs. That's your Christmas Day schedule.
All right. So here, off of that, here's a question for today off the Titans
and
schedule.
Real quick. Yep. And then it's Lions Green Bay on Thanksgiving.
Oh, that'd be a good game.
Yeah.
Yeah. Here's our question for today. On that 17 games, what is the most important game for the Tennessee Titans? Don't answer.
Ooh, I like that.
The most important game.
615-737-1025. That's our phone and text line driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com. Again, we're at Truist Park in Hotlanta today. And here we go, Joe. Get ready. Because coming up in just a few minutes over on 94.9 The Fan, the Nashville Sounds will take on Memphis.
Oh, my gosh. Man, is this a doubleheader, just a day game? I was out last night. I was watching Robert Goulet on the TV. And I was like, man, that guy runs his mouth too much. I'll get something neat down there in the AutoZone Park.
Pre-game at 10:50, first pitch at 11:05. Brought to you by Twin Peaks and Family Leisure over on 94.9 The Fan.
Memphis!
I'm 106.3 The Game on this Thursday at Truist Park in Hotlanta. The Braves getting ready to take on the Washington Nationals. Got pretty good crowd filing in. A lot of kids out here today, so.
A lot of kids.
Getting ready to watch a day game, a getaway day game, as the Braves will head to Boston to take on the Red Sox after this one. So you asked the question, 615-737-1025. Pick one game, the most important game on the Titans schedule. And, I mean, it's easy to say the next one at Denver.
You go first.
The first one. I'm going to say the opener at the Broncos.
And why is that?
Because I think you've got to set the tone for the season. Young quarterback, you don't have the – you're going on the road. My guess is they may go out there a day early. Just go out there, do their thing, get loose, and then go play football.
Why would they go out there a day early?
Well, I guess, yeah. Maybe the altitude, get used to the altitude.
Ah, man. They'd tough it out. I say it's the I'm with you. And I'm going to say, as you always say, because it's the next game. That's the most important one.
Yeah.
But there are a lot of factors involved in this because you got the rookie quarterback and all that goes on with that. It's just a monumental game. If you could get that one on the road, think of how much different the season would have been last year had they beat the Bears on the road.
Yep.
And Bonehead
they should have.
Had not made a bonehead play to lose a game for him. Can you imagine that?
Cam Ward might not be here.
Yeah. That's a great point. A great point.
You want to talk about what ifs?
Yeah, I mean, that's a good one. So you go on the road, you beat, then you come back to Nissan Stadium, and look, Titans fans, look, I know you've been beaten down throughout the years, but there's a lot of you that are still loyal and love that football team, and rightfully so. You come home versus the Rams, you're 1-0 with a chance to go to 2-0. My goodness, man. I mean, it could be night, and then the Colts.
Yeah.
Could you imagine? Listen to me. I don't know why I'm talking myself into this. You start out 3-0. I mean, come on. That'd be the best thing ever. And Cam Ward's, you know, popping left and right. It would be great. But you got to get the first one before you get the second one. So I say you get the first one. That game in Denver is going to be huge.
Oh, it is 100% going to be huge. A lot of you weighing in on our text line. Driven by WilsonCountyHoney.com. David in Arkansas said, if the Titans beat the Patriots, some Titans media need to go into the Vrabel postgame presser. Oh, they'll all go into that one, I would think.
Yes.
I mean, definitely people will go in there. Chris in Nashville says, the home opener against the Rams is the most important if we lose to Denver.
Okay. Dr. Crane, why are you texting me your opinion? Just tell us.
You guys have great opinions. I don't want to interrupt your show.
No, well, just you're tell, part
just
of the show.
It. You are part of the show.
Well, I think the game that matters most to the Titans, if they have an above 500 record or near that, I guess, marker, would be after the bye week. I think the Houston game at home is important because, like I said in the text, it sets the tone for the rest of the season.
All right, I like it. See, that's a good take.
I like
man.
That. That is a good take.
Texting it to me.
Nevada Josh, the first game gets the nerves out and starts the momentum.
Yeah. Again, I would have loved it to have been at home. It's not at home. Now you go to Denver. Denver's defense is not that great coming off last year.
And just like you were talking about, you know, with second-year quarterbacks, I mean, Bo Nix, who knows?
You got a lot of tape on Bo Nix, especially the last three or four
games. He wasn't that good in college, folks. I mean, he was better at Oregon than he was in Auburn.
Sure. Yeah. His father was a damn good quarterback at Auburn back in the early 90s.
Wes in Clarksville, most important game is the Patriots game. If they start off slow and then get spanked by Vrabel, they will fire the coach and be back on the carousel.
You know what? Whoa. We laugh about that. If they get beat like 45-6, ain't you think Amy's going to sit there and take that in? No.
Is that going to be
– Ooh.
Could that be like after A.J. Brown dunked on the Titans?
Who sent that text in?
That was Wes in Clarksville.
Thank
the
you,
J-Rob
Wes,
game.
For
that. Yeah. By the way.
Yeah, right?
J-Rob's surfaced a little bit, I
he
noticed,
has.
On Instagram. 2758, followed by the first game, followed by the second game, then the third game, et cetera. The next game.
Right. That's a good – I mean, the Vrabel thing, I didn't think about that because there's history when she gets up mad. She sends people down the pike.
Well, we're just going to see how reformed she is. If she's truly staying out of the way and just, like, going to let this play out, then she won't do anything.
Yeah, that's
but
great.
Who knows? But who
that
knows?
Might be your best thing ever, yes.
But who knows?
If she's reformed. I don't know if she is or not.
Justin and Greenbrier, I think the first game against the Broncos is going to be the most important. Set the tone for the year. Gain some something, gain some momentum coming back home and show the NFL why they deserved a primetime game. I know I'm a hardcore fangirling here, but I just want this team to be good again. I think everybody does, man.
It's the whole thing. That's why, look, get that Denver win in, come back home, two at home. You got three on the road. If you come back, you're 2-1 at home, you split those, you get 1-2 on the road, you're 3-3 after the first six. I mean, you've tied what you did last year.
Dustin in Hopkinsville says, the Browns game, their ass. The way they picked their quarterbacks in the draft, having five QBs on the roster, paying Watson after after his deal. If the Titans get beat by Shador or Gabriel, all the talk will be Titans got it wrong again.
But that's what, week 13, week 12 or something? So, I mean, the season's pretty much determined by then. If that had been like week 2 or 3, then yes.
I'm glad James has weighed in.
What did he have to say?
He said the Patriots game is more than just a game. It's pride.
Ooh, good job, James.
It's good.
That's really – it's right. James is right. He's not wrong.
Wes at Hermitage says, I don't think Bo likes it when y'all – what? Came at him with that? Is that what you meant, Wes?
Bo?
I want to check your typos.
Bo Nix? Bo better
– That's what she said?
Yeah. Thank you.
Bo better watch his mouth. I'll drop him.
Bo knows.
Just like Johnny Hopkins.
Bo knows. 615-737-1025. Coming up next – we're going to shift gears a little bit. A team has been eliminated, and one team probably doesn't want to go back to their city right now. Greg Wyshynski will join us, talking a little hockey with him from ESPN. We'll do that next. Chase and Big Joe live in Atlanta, 102.5, 106.3.